there's not enough time to, on your radio station, to tell you my concerns. You know, I disagree with the definition. I believe that if we're going to go this route, it should be defined as somebody who has surgically changed their sex.
Not somebody who just dresses like the opposite sex.
Not someone who just dresses like the opposite sex. I have granddaughters. I have grandsons. I don't want them sharing a restroom with somebody who could potentially be a pedophile.
There are those who say that, you know, the rights have been extended, you know, the same-sex marriage rights have been extended to others. This is another protected class. This is another class that's been discriminated against. What do you say to that?
Bunk. Mm. I think we are going way too far as a society and here in the state of Maryland in what we're doing.
All right. Quick question on another subject. You might have heard about the latest problems with the healthcare exchange. $30 million because the state can't determine who's still eligible for Medicaid. Any thoughts on that?
You wouldn't believe the calls we're getting in our office. You know, the Democrats here in the General Assembly don't want to admit they're wrong, that we were right. Yeah. They're going to continue to throw good money after bad. This is a failed program. We shouldn't have done it.
I get the sense that even though it was a program that should never have been in place, but I hear from some other Republicans who think, all right, now that we've invested in it, we have to make it work because otherwise we're just throwing money away. Do you get that?
We've
sense?
Already thrown the money away, mm-hmm. and we could just go with what the federal program is rather than trying to fix what's going on. There needs to be an investigation. There's some fraud that took place. There's a lot of problems. We need to get to the bottom of it and find out who was to blame, but they won't let us do that.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.